The Art Farmer Benny Golson Jazz Tet. That featured Tom McIntosh on the trombone, Cedar Walton piano, Tommy Williams on the bass, Tootie Heath on the drums, and of course Art Farmer and Benny Golson on the saxophones. That's a 1960 Chess Records LP, Blues On Down, and the tunes we heard were High Fly and the title tune, Blues On Down by Benny Golson. Just before that, we heard Grant Green on the guitar, McCoy Tyner piano, Bob Cranshaw on the bass, and Elvin Jones on the drums from a 1990 Blue Note LP, Matador. That had been released in Japan in 1965. We heard the title tune there, Matador. Then we started the set with Errol Garner on the piano, John Simmons bass, Shadow Wilson on the drums from a 1987 CBS remastering of a 1950 Columbia LP, Long Ago and Far Away. And of course, that was the title track, Long Ago and Far Away. I want to remind you once again, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And I'm John Green, your host. Now let's listen to Kenny Garrett.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jory Rogers, trumpeter, playing a couple of his own songs, Oh Play That Thing, and the tune he's probably best known for, Martians Go Home. That's from a 1955 Atlantic Records recording that was re-released in 2004 on a CD called The Swinging Mr. Rogers. It's West Coast jazz at its best, really. He was joined by other renowned West Coast jazz musicians, Jimmy Giuffre, playing the clarinet, tenor sax, baritone sax, Pete Jolly, piano, Curtis Kuntz, bass, and Shelly Mann on the drums. Just before that, we heard the alto sax player Kenny Garrett from his 2007 release on the Nonesuch label called Beyond the Wall. It was recorded shortly after he made his first trip to China. And all of the songs in the CD were written by him. First, we heard the Beyond the Wall title tune, Tsunami Song, and Guoka. He was accompanied by Pharaoh Sanders on the tenor sax, Mulgrew Miller piano, Robert Hurst bass, Brian Blade on the drums, and Bobby Hutcherson on the vibes. Of course, there were a slew of strings behind him there, too. Well, you're listening to Night Train here on KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. And as we do each week, on Tuesday evenings, we bring you 2 hours of Night Train. Now let's listen to the flute player, Herbie Mann. That was Herbie Mann, flute player, backed by Larry Coryell on the guitar, Bobby Wood piano, Tommy Coggle on the bass, and Gene Christman drums, from a 1969 Atlantic LP called Memphis Underground, one of Herbie Mann's most famous and successful recordings. You heard him play the title tune, written by Herbie Mann, and a very big seller for the Atlantic Records label at that time. Well, once again, we've exhausted just about our 2 hours for Night Train for another week. Hope you've enjoyed the show and you come back again next Tuesday for more Night Train. I'm going to go out tonight with more West Coast jazz from 1956. This is Frank Rossellino, the valve trombone player, one of the early West Coast jazz musicians. This group I talked about early, Shorty Rogers and so forth, they all played together at a nightclub in Laguna Beach, California, called The Lighthouse. This CD is a 2004 import. It's a compilation called Frank Rossellino's Quartet, featuring Sonny Clark. Now, it doesn't credit the original LP, but I'm certain that it was from a 1956 Bethlehem Records LP called I Play Trombone. So you'll hear him here with Sonny Clark on the piano, Wilford Middlebrooks bass, and Stan Levy on the drums. Stay tuned now for DeJohn Garnier's Passport to Modern Jazz. Until next week, this is John Green. Take care. Thank you.